It's time!
Mates.
Hello, friends.
Just our mates.
Just our mates.
Only ours.
We're just yours, and you're just ours.
Indeed.
That's what you've signed up for. There's no getting out of it. It's like going to Epstein's Island, almost. Except, no kids.
Fucking, how's all the, like, lists getting released and whatnot?
I thought it already did.
I think it got released, like, a few years ago.
But I think the thing that was a few years ago was people that went on his plane.
Yeah.
I think this list is like who actually went on the island.
Yeah, right.
Which fucking is pretty.
See Stephen Hawking's on there.
Dude, all I've seen is memes of Stephen Hawking. Yeah. Well, not of him, but it'll be like, oh, what was the one? It was fucking, it's that guy getting pushed out of prison in a wheelchair.
Mm.
It's like Stephen Hawking as soon as he gets to the island and the cunt just gets up out of the wheelchair and starts just sprinting.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. Imagine that, though. Imagine, like, you did go to the island and, like, you thought it would never get exposed.
Yeah. Because
there were some big names on there.
Oh, yeah.
Like Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't really matter for Stephen Hawking.
Nah.
Well, he's dead.
Yeah.
And even still.
Even if he was alive.
What would he say? I am sorry.
Yeah. I like kids.
Not gonna lie, they're the only two that I know were on there.
I never looked into it, but
should I have a look?
Yeah.
Because I feel like there'd be some characters.
Yeah. Well, I think there's a heap of real wealthy people as well.
Oh, yeah.
And I did read about, like, the reason why he could keep it so secretive is just because of how rich he was. Like,
makes sense.
He could just fucking, yeah. Well, basically do whatever he wanted.
Holy shit. About 950 pages of court documents identifying associates of financier and sex offender Jeffrey Epstein were made public on Wednesday.
Right.
Included in the unsealed papers are the names of about 150 associates.
Right. Fuck, so, that's still a lot.
I want to know who was on there.
Yeah. That's a $1 million question.
It is. Oh. Prince Andrew was on there.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Bullshit.
Apparently, Prince Andrew, the documents unsealed on Wednesday have revealed sexual assault allegations against the British royal.
Is he the ringer?
No, that's Prince Harry.
Oh, right.
Prince Andrew's the old dude.
Oh, makes sense.
Yeah. That's cooked, as if. Who else? Come on, give me more. Oh, I've got some Harvard law professor.
Right.
Apparently. Who is well known for his work in US criminal law. That's a bit contradicting, isn't it?
He was just doing some field study.
Yeah. Just wanted to see how the mind works.
Getting into the mind of the criminal, bro.
Fucking hell. Oh, these are all names of just, like, the famous people. David Copperfield. Isn't he the fucking, isn't he a magician?
I haven't heard of him.
I remember seeing, like, it was like posters of him all around fucking Vegas when I was there, because he was doing a show.
Right.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's a magician.
Must be.
Bill Clinton, obviously.
Yeah.
Donald Trump.
Right.
Stephen Hawking.
Fuck, not Donald Trump. Surely
Michael
not.
Jackson. The fucking, I could have guessed that.
Mm.
Of course he's on
they
there.
They didn't have to put that on there.
No, that just goes without saying. More names to come, apparently.
Right.
This was 5 days ago, this one. But yeah, how crazy.
I mean, yeah, it's pretty big. People have been asking for it for ages too.
Oh, yeah.
Like, to know what the fuck went on there.
Have you seen photos of the island?
Mm. I looked it up, like, when all the shit started coming out.
It's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't condone what he was doing, but if you were going to do it, he was pretty smart about it, really.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Like
they
planned it.
people can't get off the island, like, unless it's by boat or plane,
or boat or helicopter. Well, his plane was the only one that, like, could go there.
Yeah, and it was a private jet, so that was automatically pretty well off the books.
Yeah.
Like, where that was going. It still was, but...
Do they know where the island... Well, obviously, if there's photos.
Yeah.
They know where it is.
Yeah.
Doesn't Donald Trump have his own island?
He might do, dude.
Wouldn't surprise me.
I would love to buy my own island, man.
Be pretty cool.
How fucking cool would that be? Just...
Yeah, it would be pretty nice.
Your own island, dude.
Do whatever you want.
Yeah. You got your own beach.
Like, what... Surely, if you had your own island, like, you wouldn't have to abide by any laws.
No.
Or would you?
I think because, like, I think Epstein's Island's still, like, a part of the United States.
Yeah.
So I guess you do, and hence he's getting fucked. Well, he's dead, but...
Yeah.
Like, why it's such a big, bad thing, because it's against the law.
Yeah.
If he could just...
Well, what he was doing was against the law.
Yeah.
I don't think having the island itself was against the law.
No.
It's just what he was doing there.
Yeah, but, like, if the rules didn't apply to, like, the islands...
Yeah.
...then I don't see why it would have been a problem.
Oh, obviously, okay, I see what you're saying.
In the eyes of the law, like...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Obviously, it's a fucking problem, but...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah. But, yeah, I think
yeah.
you have to still abide by the laws of the... Like, Tasmania, you still have to abide by Australia's laws.
Yeah. Yeah, it's probably the same situation then.
Mm.
Except Tasmanians are allowed to fuck their cousins.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess.
They got Is that technically illegal?
I think there's a, like second cousin and above, maybe you're allowed to.
Yeah.
But
is it illegal or is it just frowned upon?
I'm pretty sure there's a, like, if it's first.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's, like, not on.
Yeah,
I don't think it's like...
that's like proper blood.
Yeah, like I think it's illegal. Because you're fucking people up, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Like you have kids, they're fucked.
Yeah, like isn't there like a 99% chance they're going to be cooked?
Mm.
It's probably almost 100.
Mm.
But like, have you heard those stories about like people that like they'll meet someone and like form a relationship... get married and stuff and then like they'll be married for however long and then find out that they're actually like cousins that they just never knew about?
That would be the worst situation.
How does that even happen?
I don't know,
like,
man.
Surely if you're fucking in a proper relationship with this person and you're gonna marry them, obviously you're gonna introduce them to your parents.
Mm.
And surely your parents are gonna be like, oh, hold on a second, that's fucking cousin Jessica.
Like, it'd have to be pretty far down the line for him to not recognize it, but... Yeah.
But, like, if it's first cousin...
Yeah.
Well, in those situations, it could just be, like, way down the line.
Yeah, but first cousin, bro, fuck.
Bit of a problem, eh?
Yeah, that would... Well, the families would have to just be completely disconnected for him to not know.
Yeah, like...
And then the chances...
For a long time as well.
And the chances of them... actually meeting each other and falling in love is, like, so minuscule.
No shit. For like, how rare would that be?
Yeah.
That would be the worst, because imagine if, like obviously proper in love,
yeah,
and then you find that out, you're both going to have to be like, well, we can't really do this then.
But we've been in love for fucking 9 years.
Yeah, we've been banging for 9 years.
Yeah. Getting married.
Literally.
Like, oh, that would be horrible.
Or imagine if it came from like a DNA test. Like they're like, oh, we'll do like DNA tests, like see if we'll be good to have a baby or something.
Yeah. Or just out of curiosity.
Yeah.
Like,
it's like, you both come from.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck that. That's gross.
Grotty.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of grotty, I've made this a habit talking about a movie I watched every episode.
I don't mind it.
It's...
You
go.
I was going to say, go, quickly.
You watched a movie?
No.
Oh.
But I was at work this morning, and I was thinking about the podcast this arvo. I was like, fuck. I should get Will to give me a movie recommendation every week. And I have to go watch it and, like, tell him what I think about it or whatever.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. And because you pretty much bring up a movie every week.
Yeah.
So.
That can be the recommendation.
Goes hand in hand.
It does.
I don't mind it.
I like that.
Yeah.
Will you actually watch it, though?
That's the thing.
How about we could do, and so then we can hold each other to it. I'll give you a movie recommendation each week.
Yeah.
And you give me an album recommendation.
Okay.
That I haven't listened to.
Okay.
Because you've got lots of fucking albums that I've never heard of.
Okay. I'm keen.
Yeah.
That's cool.
All right. Sweet.
Fuck yeah. I'm keen as cool. Fuck. That's sick.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
What's
all right. The movie? So the movie.
Yeah.
Fucking. I had never heard of it before, but apparently it's been circulating on the socials, like on, I think mainly TikTok, from what I've heard. But it's called Saltburn.
Right.
And it is twisted.
Right.
Like, I really enjoyed it. Like, it was messed up, but, like, cinematically, it was really well done. And, like, the whole time you don't really know, like, what's going to happen. Like, there's just a bunch of whack shit happening. And then it comes to the end. I was actually quite proud of myself, though. I predicted the ending.
Really?
Yeah, and I was watching it with my missus, and I was like, well, I predicted part of it. I was like, oh, I reckon, like, so-so.
Yeah.
And she was like, no, no, that can't be right. And at the end, that comes out, and I was like,
Look who's right, bitch.
For the first time ever.
Yeah. You're never right with the missus.
See, now that's the problem. Now if you're going to watch these movies, I can't explain them.
No, you still can, because fuck, dude, I'll forget.
Yeah, true. But basically, so it's about, I'll shorten it, because it's a long movie as well. Like, I think a little bit over 2 hours.
Yeah, right.
Produced by Margot Robbie.
Right.
Which is pretty cool.
That's cool.
Yeah. Didn't know she produced.
She got brains and body.
Yeah.
And
well,
everything.
I'm pretty sure she was a producer on Barbie as well.
That wouldn't surprise
which
me.
Which would make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I know.
Is she in the movie?
Saltburn?
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah, right.
Nah. So it's basically about this guy that goes to college, Oxford College, and he plays himself out to be like a nerd, no friends, like fucked up family life.
Yeah.
And he spots this guy like at school that he like really wants to be friends with.
Right.
Ends up managing to become friends with him. And this guy comes from a super wealthy family. Like everyone loves him.
Yeah.
Fucking girls are all over him at parties.
Right.
Like, he's just, he's a man's man.
Yeah. You want to be friends with him.
Like, you want to be his buddy.
Yeah. Or you just want to be him.
Yeah. Either or.
Yeah.
One of the two. Anyway, manages to be friends with him. And then, because this nerdy guy's made up this story that he's come from this fucked up childhood. His fucking dad's just died.
Yeah.
His mum's a recovering alcoholic, fucking can't go home for the summer and all this shit. So this popular dude goes, oh, why don't you come to my family's estate for the summer? And fucking we'll look after you. Like, and obviously the nerdy kid's like, oh, no, I can't do that. Like, I can't do that to your family. And because this cool guy, like, is super nice. No, he's not an arsehole or anything.
Yeah.
He's like, no, it'll be fine. Like, come on. It's, well, obviously they go to Oxford, so it's in England.
Yeah.
Anyway, and the estate that this family owns is called Saltburn.
Yeah.
Is the name of it. It's just a fucking huge mansion, like big backyard. Like they've got a maze in the backyard. It's fucking like
everything.
Everything like fucking butlers, waiters, guards.
Rich.
Yeah. Like everyone knows about the Saltburn fucking thing.
Yeah.
And they throw these crazy parties and all this shit. Anyway, this guy's just fucking twisted. And the whole movie, they make it out that this nerdy guy has a gay crush on this cool dude.
Right.
Like, there's one part in the movie, because in the house, they share a bathroom. And the rooms are on either side of the bathroom. So it's like bathroom in the middle, room.
Yep.
Because they're best friends.
Yeah.
Right? Anyway, fucking one night the nerdy kid hears coming from the bathroom fucking, oh, fucking peeks through the crack in the door and old mate's having a fucking fap in the bathtub. And this nerdy guy literally just stands there and watches the whole thing through the crack. And then when the guy gets out of the bath, like he's finished himself off and everything, the guy gets in there and starts slurping the spoof out of the bathtub.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fuck.
And it's like,
nah.
It's like a really quite like
disturbing.
Oh, well, yeah, it's like pretty messed up when you think about it. Yeah. But the scene itself goes for a while. And there's multiple scenes where, like, there's fucked up stuff happening. Yeah. And, like, they really, like, make you have to watch it and realize what's going on.
Yeah, right.
But, like, that's what I mean by it was, like, really twisted and messed up.
Yeah,
but, like, cinematically, it was, like, all so well done.
Yeah.
And I won't spoil the rest of it because it's, like, obviously there's a twist at the end.
Yeah.
But, yeah, apparently because...
The rich guy's gay for the...
No, there's nothing gay about any of it.
Oh, damn.
Apart from there is bum sex in one part.
Between
the nerdy guy and another guy. That's not the cool guy.
So he is gay.
No.
You're giving away too much now?
Oh, not really, because, like, he fucks chicks in the movies as well.
Oh, true.
But, like,
so he's bi.
Basically, this nerdy guy is just a massive manipulator.
Right.
Is what you figure out in the end.
Right.
But I won't spoil the actual ending of it.
Mm.
Anyway. Where was I going with this? Oh, yeah, the I wouldn't call it controversy.
Yeah.
But because we were watching it and one of the roommates came in and was like, oh, is this Saltburn? And we're like, oh, yeah. And they were like, oh, fuck this movie.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, have you watched it? And she was like, oh, no, I've just heard stuff about it. I was like, well, you can't really shit on it if you've not even watched it.
Dude.
Like, just because you've seen something on TikTok going, oh, stay away from Saltburn. It was really good.
Yeah, like, right. Yeah. Good movie.
Great movie.
Yeah.
Like, probably win an award for something. Like,
just had fucked up parts.
Oh, that's most movies, though.
Well,
it's like Joker.
Yeah.
Remember, that was a fucked up movie.
Yeah.
He won Best Actor.
Yeah. It's like 13 Reasons Why, even.
Yeah.
That shit's fucked.
Oh, the first season was good. The rest of them were fucking...
Oh, they carried it on big time.
Oh, yeah.
But that first season, like, that was intense.
Yeah, dude.
As fuck.
But it was good and it makes you want to watch it.
Yeah.
That's like this movie.
Yeah. Yeah, I get you.
But,
I hate that cult, like, mentality, like pack mentality. Someone says something shit on social
That's
media.
That's what it seemed like.
And... people will just automatically adopt that opinion without going into it themselves.
Because even my partner, she was like, we were going to watch it a few nights before.
Mm.
She was like, oh, I've heard there's like some like disturbing sex scenes, like almost like rape scenes.
Right.
That I'm like, wouldn't really be in the mood to watch right now. And I was like, yeah, to be honest, that doesn't sound too fun.
Yeah.
And then a few nights later, we're like, oh, fuck it, we'll watch it.
Yeah.
There was no rape.
Just sex.
Yeah, and even the sex, it's not like, you don't say like insertion or anything.
Oh.
Like you just know like, oh, they're having sex.
Pretty PG.
Yeah, like it's not like.
Yeah. Nothing
you know what
too
I mean?
Out there.
Yeah.
Not,
like I was
not
expecting.
Like you're watching Pornhub or
yeah,
shit.
I was expect. Yeah, literally. I was expecting some like super fucked up. Well, a lot of it was fucked up.
No, I'll
but
watch
you know
it.
What I mean.
I'll watch it, bro.
It's on. It's only on Prime.
Right. I might have to get some movie subscription.
You might have to, yeah.
Actually, I might still be on my exes.
Ooh.
That's a little bit of a loophole there.
You got to make the most of that.
Yeah. Oh, fuck, bro. I remember when we broke up, I was making the most of that shit. That was like the one time I did watch movies.
Yeah. Like, fuck yeah, I've got free Netflix.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, no, it was interesting. Interesting movie.
It does sound interesting, man.
But... oh, that's what another thing I was going to say. I don't know who it is, but it's like a like DJing rave kind of organization thing.
Yeah.
Are doing a tour that's Saltburn themed.
Right.
And they're doing one in Perth at the court. And you've got to like dress because there's this massive party in it. And you dress as like, oh, what is it? It's like medieval stuff.
Oh, okay.
Like minotaurs and fucking... Angels and
chainmail and knights and shit like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Which would be pretty cool.
That would be fun, dude.
Yeah.
That's a pretty cool, like, theme.
Yeah.
I'd be down
and
with that.
And if they make it like The Party, it would be pretty cool.
Right.
Like, The Party in the movie, I was like, this makes me want to go and party.
Project X type shit.
Yeah. Yeah, literally. Maybe not to that full extent, but, like, very similar.
Right.
Because I think the movie's, did I already say this? It's based in 2006.
You might have, but it already slipped my mind.
Yeah, I don't think I did. I think I was going to.
Yeah. So, yeah, right. So it's not a new movie. Oh, it's,
no,
set,
so
in
it's set in 2006. Yeah,
yeah. Okay.
So it's based in like that, well, obviously, mid-2000s. Like
party era.
Yeah, where, you know, there's still flip phones.
Yeah.
Like smoking cigs is still kind of like...
It's pretty dope.
It's okay, but like...
Yeah.
People know they're not good, so like...
When was smoking cigs... Oh, I guess before people knew it was bad for you. I was going to say, when was smoking cigs cool? Like, because I know it used to be cool
used
as
to make,
fuck.
There used to be adverts about it.
Yeah. Like, bro, you're not smoking? Loser.
Yeah, literally. They'd like promote smoking.
Well, I don't know. This might be a fucked up opinion, but in my mind, I feel like smoking looks like not cool. Like, it looks pretty cool. Not
oh,
like
Nathan. Come on. I know what you mean.
Compare that to someone sucking on a fucking vape, like a pink cherry vape.
I was about to say, have you realized in movies, but then remembered you don't really watch movies.
Mm.
They've started putting people vaping in movies now.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I've seen, only probably two movies in the past year. And there's a character that vapes.
Yeah, right. That's, yeah.
Which, like, I know, like, obviously they're basing it in this time, and that is a massive thing now.
Yeah.
But it's also, like, that's like, just going to, that's probably why people started smoking back in the day, because in movies, everyone's always smoking.
Yeah.
And they want to be like the actor. Oh, fucking Clint Eastwood, always smoking.
Now it's like...
Now little kids will watch that movie and be like, oh, I want one of those fucking smoke sticks.
Yeah. That looks cool as fuck.
Yeah. No wonder it's a fucking problem.
Because that would look cool to kids.
Mm.
Fucking a little thing that you suck on and you can blow out a big ass cloud of smoke and that'd you get told like, it's not bad for you.
Yeah, that'd be everyone's dream as a kid, probably. Yeah.
I'd use that shit all the time.
Hell yeah. That was like as a kid, if you got asthma and you'd use the puffer and you'd like puff it but not inhale it and then blow it out. You're like, yeah.
You're like,
yeah, legit. Or fucking light a match and suck the smoke in before it goes away. Yeah.
I remember doing that in science class, bro. Whenever we were using Bunsen burners.
Yeah.
Just be the boys on one science, like, desk.
Light them up.
Yeah, bro. Oh, bro, make sure the teacher's not watching.
Teacher comes over. Why have you used 20 matches?
Yeah. Half this matchbox is gone. It was full when I gave it to you.
This cost the school $2. Don't waste it.
Yeah. Man, I was at the gym yesterday.
Mm.
This is like diverting topics a bit.
Yeah, that's all right.
I didn't realize how fucking tall people are. like other dudes.
Yeah.
Because I always thought, like, I don't think I'm a short dude.
No, you're not.
Like, I think I'm kind of average.
Yeah.
I was at the gym yesterday and no shit, I reckon every single bloke there I was looking up to.
Yeah, fuck.
Then I saw a couple of Asians and then, like, I felt a bit better about myself.
But yeah. They genetically are usually pretty short, yeah.
Yeah. I'm not hating on them.
No. It's like Balinese people.
Yeah.
I don't think I saw one Balinese person over, like, 5'6" Yeah. No, literally, like...
They're just genetically smaller people.
I can't help it.
Mm.
But I know what you mean. Like when you say someone you knew, but I haven't seen for a while, and you're like, oh, that's right, you're actually tall as fuck.
Yeah.
It's actually kind of intimidating.
It was, because there was like nerdy dudes and shit. No, they were like towering over me. I'm like, man, I got no chance with these chicks. Like, they love tall dudes. This guy's going to get more pussy than me for sure.
Dude, not going to lie, I actually get, like, self-conscious about that with my missus.
What do you mean?
Because you know me and her are like pretty much dead on the exact same height. Like I am, I'm taller than her.
Yeah,
but like most of the time, we're the same height.
Yeah.
Like if neither of us are wearing shoes, I'm taller.
Yeah.
But then if she has a fucking big Mary Janes on,
she gets up there.
That's why I wear fucking platform docks. Not that I'm like.
Have you seen the ads on Instagram?
No. For the shoes that make you like 3 inches taller.
Yeah. Oh, no. I reckon you might have to cop.
Oh, I might have to.
We might have to make him a sponsor.
Like, I'm not self-conscious about it.
Yeah.
But then it's like, I think about it and I'm like, well, obviously she doesn't mind because she's with me.
Yeah.
Like, she must not care.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, because you always see, like, a tall chick with a tall dude. You know what I mean?
Like, always.
So
pretty much
that's
always.
What I get self-conscious about. I'm like, fuck, she's going to start hating that I'm small. But then I'm like, I'm not small.
Nah, I wouldn't stress it, bro.
Oh, it's just like.
I know.
It's just that fucking head noise, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're thinking about it too much.
Yeah, it's like when I see like a tall guy at the gym, I'm like, Mr. Steal Your Girl.
Dude, Fox.
Yeah. You never know, though.
What do you mean?
Maybe tall guys can't fuck.
Well.
That's a lot of body to have to move.
Dude. All right, this might sound pretty fucking crazy.
Mm.
But I'm going to say it anyway.
Yeah.
So, in year 7, you know how I was tall as fuck.
Yeah, you were, like, yeah.
I was pretty well the tallest in our class.
Mm.
Maybe one person was taller than me. I was like, because I just felt like a gimp all the time. Like, just doing normal shit. Like, I just felt like a, just lanky and, like, uncoordinated. Right. And I would think about it all the time.
Mm.
I'd be like, fuck, man, I just wish I was shorter. Like, I wish I was just, like, average height. All the time, bro. Like, yeah, no right. shit. Look how I ended up. Average height.
Yeah.
And, like, with, you know how my eyes are fucked up?
Mm.
All the time during school, I'd be like, fuck, man, I wish I had glasses. I just want glasses. Like, I just wanted it as, like, an accessory piece.
Yeah.
But, like, I would always, like, tell mum, oh, mum, my eyes, like, are bad. I want to go get an eye test.
I used to do the same thing.
Get glasses.
But yeah.
I would always fucking breeze through the eye test.
Like, yeah.
There was nothing wrong with my eyes.
Yeah.
Get out of school. My eyes start, like, getting cooking blurry up. And shit.
Yeah.
Go get my eyes tested, need glasses. Like,
don't want them.
I feel like I willed both of those things into existence.
True.
Because I
wanted to be shorter, stopped growing.
Yeah.
Wanted glasses, got fucked eyes.
Yeah. Like, and I would honestly think about it so much.
Maybe you're clairvoyant, dude.
I don't know. I just think it's the power of the mind. Like, you can will things into existence.
You definitely can, actually.
Yeah.
Maybe you manifested both of those things.
That's what I'm getting at. I reckon I did, bro.
And when you think about it, if that was from like year 7 to now, that's a long time of manifesting to make it happen.
Yeah. Well, now like probably a year ago now, maybe the last 6 months I've been like, fuck, I wish I wasn't so short.
Yeah. But you're not short though.
And then, I know. I was at the gym and when I noticed all those tall people, I was like, fuck, maybe I can manifest myself to have another growth spurt.
Be like Anthony Davis.
Yeah, dude. Just that's grow crazy. 8 inches or some shit.
What was it? He graduated high school and he was 6'2" or something, 6'3".
Playing point guard
and then gets into college. And his first year of college, he grows to fucking, what, 6'11".
Like, grew fucking 8 inches or some shit.
Dude, that would hurt.
Oh, yeah. The amount of clothes he would have gone through and shoes. And I would have hated to be his parents.
He even grew a monobrow in that time. That's crazy.
He did. Oh, man. Do you get a monobrow?
Sometimes.
Dude, mine gets bad.
Really?
Yeah. Like, every time I have a shave, I have to give it a little.
Because my hair's quite like, or my facial hair is quite light.
Pretty fair.
So, like, you can't really see it, but then if you get up close, it's like, yeah, it's time to give that a bit of a shave.
Right. You notice it, but probably no one else will.
Nah.
Yeah.
Most of the time, I get my missus to fucking pluck it.
That's...
But it fucking hurts.
Yeah.
I don't know how they do it all the time.
Bro.
Like my missus will sit there for like half an hour plucking her entire eyebrows and I'm like cringing at it.
And they start going pain. Down toward your eyelid and shit. And it's like, bro, that actually really fucking hurts. Like,
yeah.
Dude, when I used to be in high school, I'd go to fucking SBC, like in year eight. Fucking, no one's going to know what that is. The girls' school.
Our sister school.
Yeah.
Have we explained how we went to an all-boys school? We definitely have.
Yeah, probably.
You'd assume so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, went down to the all-girls school, like, boarding house, and just hanging out with the girls there. And this, like, year eight, I was getting the monobrow then, bro. And they would fucking sit there, pluck my eyebrows. I would be in tears there.
You were putting your riz on.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, fucking.
Dude, year eight was, like, that was my peak riz.
Was that your prime?
Yeah.
Really?
Dude, I had like 8 girlfriends that year. You want to know how long the shortest one was?
Not like, even a day.
No, it wasn't even an hour. It was 15 minutes.
Oosh. Really?
Like it wasn't, like I'm not going to count that as a relationship.
Yeah,
but
you wouldn't want to.
Because I'm in boarding, like kind of like this chick.
Yeah.
Pretty sure I'd already dated her for like a week before that.
Who was it? Oh, fucking, I dated the same person.
Did you?
Yeah, for like literally same thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you actually?
Yeah.
True.
For like a week or something.
Yeah, right.
Probably same year.
Yeah, fuck, it probably would have been.
Yeah, 8 or 9 maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck, I never knew that.
I definitely had a thing with her.
Mm.
And then I'm pretty sure we dated.
Mm.
And then we were both at like the practice for athletics carnival. And I just didn't talk to her. Because I don't think I'd ever even fucking met her properly before.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You just
and that was when I was going through like my awkward phase.
Yeah.
And I think she messaged me after the fucking athletics practice. It was like, yeah, I don't really want to date someone that won't talk to me. I was like, yeah, fair.
Yeah. No, please don't.
No,
I swear I'll talk to you next time.
Next time, please.
Oh, that's gold.
That's fucking funny. But yeah, sorry. You dated her for 15 minutes.
15 minutes, dude. We figured it out. Because, yeah, year eight, in boarding, on my phone, like, been talking to her, whatever.
Yeah.
Had all the lads around. I was like, oh, should I ask her out? They're like, yeah, do it, man. Do it.
You got to.
I'm like, fuck. All right. Do you want to go out with me? Waited like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, oh, boy. Told all the boys, like literally our whole year group, pretty much our whole corridor knew. We were going off because like she was pretty fit.
Yeah, she was back then.
Yeah.
And I literally forgot about the person.
Yeah.
Until right now.
Yeah, I did as well, to be honest. Yeah, we're all going off. The supervisor comes down and he's like, oh, what's all this like commotion about? Boy's like, oh, Nath will tell you. Comes up, he's like, what's happened, Nath? I'm like, oh, just got a missus, man. Just got a girlfriend. She's fit as fuck. Literally. And then she's like talking to the supervisor about it. Get a text from her. She's like, oh, can you like not tell anyone that, because she had a brother at the boarding school.
Oh, like, true.
Can you not tell anyone or like none of the supervisors or anything?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, fuck. I literally just told like the supervisor that lives in the section your brother does. She's like, yeah, nah, sorry. I don't think I can do this.
Fuck.
I was like, damn. Did you cry? Dude. Hey.
Did you cry?
I was a bit sad that, because study was afterward.
True.
I had the sad songs going.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I was like, oh.
Fair enough, dude.
It was such
That's heartbreaking.
It was a roller coaster of emotions, man.
Dude, that happened to me in primary school.
Really?
Had a crush on this chick for ages.
Yeah.
And like, and well, she liked me as well. But this was like, year 5 or 6? I think year 6.
Yeah.
And I think our teachers had, or my teacher had figured out that like, I had a crush on her. So we got sat next to each other. Like, I got moved from wherever I was sitting to go and sit next to her.
Really?
And it was, like, kind of awkward. And this was in the days. This actually makes me feel, like, quite old having to say this.
Mm.
Like, we would text over our school email. Like, we had, like, school laptops in year six.
Yeah.
And there was, like, a way you could, like, text message on that, but it was, like, your email, but it was like WhatsApp, kind of.
Right, yeah.
Like, linked to your email.
But you're not actually emailing.
Yeah. You're, like, still messaging.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we were chatting on that for a long time.
Yeah, fuck, like, yeah. You're tuning.
We're getting along.
Yeah.
Anyway, fucking comes to probably, like, I think there's like 3 weeks left of year six. We're all about to go to high school.
Mm.
You know, everyone's getting excited. I was like, all right, I'm going to do it. I'm gonna ask her to be my girlfriend.
Yes.
Like, I've been building up to this moment.
Yes.
I can see it there. All of her friends have told me at recess and lunch, like, oh, she likes you. Like,
you're fucking like, hot.
I was hype.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Go up to her at lunch. Would you like to be my girlfriend? Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Same thing. Ran back to all of my mates. Fucking guess what, boys? She said yes.
Yes.
Let's go.
Everyone went wild.
Everyone went wild.
Yes.
And then all of her friends, they were in their little circle fucking.
Yeah.
Oh, he's dating Will.
Oh, bro.
Legit, same thing. So that was at recess.
Yeah.
Get home. She's obviously probably gone and told her parents or something.
Right.
Literally like 6 hours after it happened, get an email from her. Oh, I'm really sorry, but I think we're too young for this.
Really?
And all this shit. Oh, dude, I was heartbroken.
Real?
And then I went and asked out her best friend like a few days later.
Did she say yes?
Yeah. Oh, they weren't really best friends. Oh, no, this other chick. She was obsessed with me all through primary school.
Right.
Like, obsessed, like, yeah. Would not leave me alone.
Yeah, I and had like, one of those.
And, like, I was friends with her. Mm. Like, I thought she was a cool chick and stuff. Well, I was fucking young. You do stupid shit when you're young.
Yeah.
Like, especially primary school. Like, you don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Anyway, so then I think out of spite of this chick breaking up with me, I was like, whatever. And then that didn't last fucking long. That's the same thing.
Yeah.
And that, like, you don't count that as dating.
Nah. Fuck no, I don't count any of those relationships as being a relationship.
Hell no.
Like, I'd say I've had two relationships.
I would say I've had two before.
Yeah, see this.
My current partner.
You know what they say? They say that you have three, like, true loves in your life. And so the first one is, like, you're young, you're kind of, like, fucking around, you don't really know what you're doing.
Yeah, but you think you do.
Yeah, and it's all just like kind of like you're heartbroken, but you get over it.
Yeah.
Then your second one is where you learn a lot. Like, you learn about, you know, you just learn shit that you need to learn in your life. Like, you learn mistakes that you make and like ways to be a better person where you fucked up.
Yeah.
And then your third one's like your soulmate. That's
shit.
Just things that I've read. And
that's where I'm at.
It like lines up. And when I was with my ex, I was like, fuck bro, like this feels like
it.
Yeah. But then I'd always think about that thing.
Oh, like, first, second. Dude, it's the same thing with your height and your eyes.
Yeah. Yeah, probably.
Fucking,
because I would think about that a fair bit too.
Because then I bet when you guys broke up, then you're sitting there going, oh, if I hadn't have thought about that, this wouldn't have happened.
Yeah.
That happens to me, dude.
Really?
Like, whether it's something good or bad, well, it's usually something bad.
Yeah.
And I'll think about it like months before, and then it will happen. I'll be like, I shouldn't have fucking thought of that.
You put it out there.
Well, this wouldn't happen.
Yeah. I do that a fair bit and then I'll catch myself and I'll just try retrain the thought like to be positive. Like I'll be like, example, like I'll be at work and I'll just be stressing about like I might have fucked something up spraying.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be like, oh man, like I don't think I did this. And then I'll just like catch myself and be like, nah bro, you did it. You're chilling.
Yeah, you're
like
fine.
You did it fine.
Don't worry about it.
Just helps. Like,
don't worry about it, sweetheart.
Peace of mind, dude.
Yeah. It is.
Help! Don't worry about it, sweetheart. This is the
splash. Got there, man.
That's that splat.
That happens to me at work though. Like, my boss or supervisor will come and start like walking around the workshop.
Yeah.
And straight away I'm like, fuck, they're coming to tell me off or something.
Every
and
time.
And then I have to be like, wait, you have done nothing wrong.
Yeah. Like, stop and even worrying. If you have, it's just a mistake.
Oh, like, literally. Yeah.
It's not the end of the world.
Nah. There's a lot bigger things to be worrying about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big time, dude.
The mind's a tricky little fucker, that's for sure.
Oh, it's just, can be hell and it can be heaven.
Mm-hmm. That's why we use BetterHelp.
Yeah. Fuck, dude, I really want to get a sponsor, eh?
Oh, we will one day.
Yeah.
We got, so put it out there and it'll happen.
Exactly.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Gotta we're not trying to get too shit. Pushy, God.
Oh, we're not trying to get too greedy. Yeah. Just a little bit.
We just, yeah.
Fucking that reminds me.
Mm.
Might as well just bring it up now. But the one and only, Mr. Allen.
The boy.
Mr. Nick Allen is coming on.
Did he get back to you?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Didn't I tell you?
No.
Yeah, next Tuesday.
Like, did he reply to that message?
Oh, like saying what time?
Yeah, when you said...
Nah. Oh, when I was like... Well, because he got back and was like... So he gets back from site on the 15th, which is the Monday coming.
Yeah.
So it was like, oh, I'd be more than happy to catch up on this Tuesday the 16th.
Yeah, cool.
So it's looking pretty good.
We're booked in.
We're booked in.
Nick Allen, for anyone who went to Masnod.
You will know.
You know.
Everyone knows.
They know.
They know.
Yeah.
Fuck, we might get copyrighted for that, eh?
Yeah, we might, eh? We should probably be careful, dude.
Don't want Gucci Smoothie coming for us.
Yeah, he's a pretty cool guy,
he
man.
He is a cool guy. I love him.
Have you met him?
Mm.
When he used to have Street X in Northbridge. Oh, he's still in Northbridge, but...
But he'd, like, actually be at the store.
Every time.
Every day. Yeah.
Bro.
He's also always so nice, eh?
Oh, he was a legend. I remember going in there as, oh, fuck, I would have been, like, year 9, year 10, like, young. Me and my friends go in there. Starts yarning with us. He's like, oh, what are you boys up to tonight? We're like, oh, just going to a party.
Yeah.
We weren't getting on the piss. Yeah. Nah, we were going to a party, but
right.
We weren't drinking or anything like that. Yeah. He's like, oh, man, I remember the house parties I'd have when I was your age. And just starts rambling about, like, fucking alcohol, drug-fueled parties. I'm just like, damn, dude, we're just going to, like, hang out, eat some pizza. Like,
drink some Pepsi.
There's going to be some girls there. We probably won't talk to them.
Probably date them for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
oh, fuck. Shit. Yeah, no, he's fucking... I like him. He's doing...
Mm-hmm.
What he's done is crazy.
He's built it from the ground up. And
literally.
Like, he's gone global almost now. Like, he's got stores in LA, I'm pretty sure.
Well, he does, like... Like, he's gone to, like, Vegas to do pop-up stores.
Yeah.
He's done a collab with Crocs.
Carrots. It's like a... like, streetwear brand.
Do you mean Carhartt?
Nah.
Carrots?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Carrots.
Oh, I don't know that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Anyway, Crocs.
Mm.
He did the Eagles and the Freo fucking vintage things.
All the AFL ones are cool
fucking
as fuck.
Cool.
And original.
Very original.
Like,
yeah.
You don't see any other like, streetwear
I
brand.
Remember when he brought them out, or Street X brought them out, and I was like reading comments on it.
Mm.
It's like, well, as if I'm paying fucking $300 for blah, blah, blah. And like Straight X or him was like replying. No, he was reposting them.
Because
like people were mad about it. And he was like, he had some good comebacks.
Well,
he's like, yeah, why would you pay for a genuine, authentic,
like
real life collaboration with the club?
Literally.
Like, it's not Straight X that you're paying for, like. This has come from the club itself as well.
Yeah.
In collaboration.
Like it's fucking cool, man. Because you
I liked them.
You don't see that shit. Like, I've never really seen that with AFL where they've collabed with, like, maybe it's happened and I just haven't seen it, but
Oh, I'm sure, but with like a streetwear brand.
Yeah,
especially
that's what
a
I mean.
Local one.
Yeah.
Because it was only Freo and Eagles that they made it for, wasn't it?
No, he ended up doing a fair few. Like,
true.
I saw he had a Carlton one, a Collingwood one. Like, he ended up, I think, one of the rounds he went to Melbourne and was like posted on there. He's like, oh, giving away this Carlton jersey at halftime. Come find me.
True.
And just a bunch of kids come found him with some shit. Gives it away.
That's pretty funny.
Like, pretty cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's done all sorts of teams.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
He's fucking... And to literally build it from the ground up.
Yeah.
Like, didn't he used to just be like a website he made kind of for shits and gigs?
Pretty sure. Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. And then ended up getting his first store, which he always said was like, it was cool.
But didn't he like
the best?
He fucked it up because he didn't really know how leases worked.
Yeah.
And he signed on to it for like years.
Ages. Because he was there for ages.
He was. And then he was like, when he finally figured out, he was like, oh shit, I'm actually like stuck with this.
Yeah.
That's just from what I've seen on like his Instagram when he does like an anniversary post.
Mm.
Yeah.
The spot where it was at, he like could always have parties in there and shit though.
Mm.
And just get people on the piss and whatnot.
Pretty dope.
Yeah.
Fuck, I know a lot about Street X for someone that's never owned a single piece of Street X.
I bought a fucking really cool Street X shirt.
Can you get one made?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like, he did this deal where you could put your own picture on the shirt, like inside the logo.
Mm.
I was like, fuck, that's cool. But they sold out hell quick, so I just had to get like the first color I saw pretty much.
True.
But yeah, got a picture, like, all the boys on it.
Yeah, I remember it.
Street X.
It's actually pretty dope.
It was cool as fuck, man.
Oh, that's fucking cool.
Looks sick.
Yeah. Do you still have it?
Yeah, I do. In the bottom of a fucking drawer.
Bottom of a drawer?
Yeah. I don't wear that thing anymore.
Yeah, probably a good call.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
No, I do remember when you got it made, though.
Yeah.
And I think I came over here to get on the piss. This was like first year out of school. And you whipped it out.
Yeah.
Like, oh, dude, look at this shirt I got. And you full went and got changed and walked out like arms out. Like, yeah. Like, oh, dude. That's awesome.
I love that thing, eh? You reckon I showed every single person that came over here.
Why wouldn't you?
For like a month straight.
Yeah.
Even people who like...
Was it expensive?
Like 70, 80 bucks.
It's not really too bad when you think
standard
about it.
Standard for a t-shirt these days.
They're
bumping them up, dude. They used to be 50 bucks. For like a dope lo-fi shirt or something.
Mm-hmm.
Then it went to 60. Now it's at 70, 80.
It's crazy.
Fuck, dude.
Same at Beyond. I haven't been there in ages. But I reckon last time I went there, even just like the normal Beyond tees that just say Beyond in a different font now.
Yeah.
It's like $70.
They used to be 40.
Yeah. It's like, no way I'm paying that for a fucking shirt.
You literally have to just go straight to the sale rack.
Yeah.
Like...
Well, usually you probably find better things there than...
You find some cool stuff in the sale, right?
Yeah, you can, yeah.
You're like, man, why are you selling this so cheap? Like...
Oh, no one's buying it.
No one got taste.
No one got that taste, boy.
Yeah.
Fuck, I said... Oh. I don't know if I said this on the pod, but I seen someone post a fucking photo and they're at like a bar in Freo.
Mm.
And he's looked up to the balcony... And there's obviously like a bunch of boys having a get together for someone's birthday or something. And it's literally a line of like 8 or 9 fellas leaning up against the balcony.
Yeah.
Like backs facing to the balcony, all wearing the exact same pair of jorts with a white t-shirt on. And this bloke's posted it and the caption's like, oh, what was it? It's like, oh yeah, feeling good today in my jorts and white tee.
Yeah.
Some bullshit. Oh, I fucking laughed, eh?
I hate how it's become such a big, like, everyone wears them now.
I know.
It was cool before.
It used to be, yeah. And now you got to wear, like, down to your ankle jorts for it to be like, oh, shit, that's some nice jorts, dude.
He's styling.
Yeah.
Well, you almost, like, yeah, you got to not buy jorts, buy, like, cargo shorts and shit.
Pretty much, yeah.
You get cargos.
The cargos come to me.
Yeah.
I just get them from op shops.
I can't find them, bro.
Yeah, I get pretty lucky, not gonna lie.
You find some cool shit at op shops.
Fucking, my missus found these in Melbourne.
They're cool as well.
They're Nike, bro.
Really?
Yeah.
They're dope, man.
They're fucking,
They got all the pockets.
Yeah, I was going to say, they got pockets.
Hell yeah, dude.
Dude, you're going to lose shit in them pants.
Not going to lie, first time I wore them, because they're quite...
Did you spread your shit out?
No, I feel them. Like, they're quite brittle. Yeah. Like, they're from a vintage shop.
Yeah.
Fucking sat down, just spread my legs, just ripped right here.
But did it hole up?
What do you mean?
Like, did it make a hole?
Oh, huge, dude. My missus had to literally sew them up the other day.
Oh, fuck yeah.
There's still a little hole, like, right on my fucking japs eye. Oh,
fuck, bro.
But what?
Actually, you keep going. I've got a thing with
holes.
Oh, it was
just fucking annoying. Yeah. Because I was like, fuck yeah, like, I'm going to rock these.
Yeah. And
literally as soon as I took a seat. Like, it was massive. It went, like, up here and then, like, to the side, like, around the back.
Damn.
And, like, I kept wearing them for a bit. I was like, oh, no one will notice. And then literally, because it was at a party, everyone I walked past was like, fuck, dude.
You big night.
You have a big hole in your pants.
Bro. So, I had this pair of Adidas shorts.
Mm.
I'd worn them to the gym that week. And, like, it felt a bit loose around my ass area. Like I felt around there. I was like, man, they're not ripped. Like, I can't feel a rip. Like, but it felt loose. Like, it felt like I was just wearing my jocks.
Yeah.
And I was getting some funky looks from people.
Oh, no.
And I've come home and whatever, like, worn them again on the weekend when my mum was down.
Yeah.
Turned around. She's like, fuck. You know you got a massive hole in your shorts? I look back. Like, I had to take them off. It's literally, like, from my ass crack, like, all the way down to my leg.
Oh,
and I just felt, like, this side.
Yeah.
Bro, huge hole. Like, my ass was out. And I was like...
And you were walking around the gym.
I said to her, I was like, fuck, I was getting some funny looks at the gym, eh? Like,
oh, no.
Bro.
Oh. Wow.
I had no idea.
You should have gone and checked in the mirror, dude. If you felt like you were wearing just your undies.
I just thought I was, like, feeling good that day or something. Like,
yeah, true.
You know when you just...
felt real free.
Yeah, like, you're feeling good and you just feel, like, naked.
Oh, man, that's too good. I was getting some funny looks in the gym.
I was, like, I remember being there and, like, people, like, walking around. People just, like, what the fuck?
Like, chick looks at you and you're like, oh, yeah, I'm feeling
good. Yeah. She just looks at me frowning. I'm like, yeah, she's definitely checking me out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she likes what she sees.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, your fucking left ass cheek is just hanging out.
Yeah, literally.
Oh, it's fucking gold.
Bro.
Oh, man. I like that.
Fuck. Do you see all this shit with Cat Williams?
Cat Williams?
The comedian. Black guy. Fuck. You'd know him if you saw him.
Yeah. The name sounds familiar.
Yeah. He's done, like, an interview this week.
Mm.
I haven't really, like, watched it or anything or gone into it.
Mm.
Apparently, he put, like, a whole heap of comedians on blast. And then Kevin Hart was on ESPN.
Mm.
You might have seen this. And he was just talking shit, like, making jokes and jokes about him, like, live on ESPN.
Really?
During a fucking 76ers game.
Oh, what?
Like, I don't know what. I just saw it on Instagram. Lil Jupiter posted it. And,
yeah, fuck. I haven't seen it, but
it was like, you know when they sometimes have, like, the game on a small screen and,
yeah, and then,
people talking on the side?
Yeah.
It was like that. It
pisses me off when they do that.
Oh, anyway, me too, because you don't get the commentary or anything.
Literally, and you can if you're watching on your phone, you can barely see the fucking game.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
It was Kevin Hart just making fucking jokes about him.
Yeah, right.
Like, I didn't really watch it too intently, but...
Yeah.
It was just, yeah.
Just ripping into him.
Yeah.
Fuck, that's pretty whack.
And I think he said on the interview that he could do a 40-yard dash in, like, 4 seconds or some shit.
Kevin Hart did.
Nah, Cat Williams.
Oh, right.
Said that he could do a 40-yard dash in, like, 4 seconds.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, bullshit.
Yeah.
And he literally filmed himself running a 40-yard dash in a gym. Does it in, like, 4.5 seconds. Everyone's like, yeah, I'm going to believe him from now on.
Yeah, right.
Like, he's old, dude.
True. Like 40, Cat Williams, I know the name.
40 plus.
We had to Google him.
Yeah.
Because I feel like once I see him, I'll be like...
As soon as you see his face, you'll know.
Yeah. Hold up.
K-A-double-T.
Did you hear about Matt Rife?
No.
He got cancelled.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No way. Why?
Well, this is coming from a guy at work. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know this guy.
Yeah. Has that hell funny joke about weed.
Yeah. Yeah, he is old. Yeah. Oh, this dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. What? And he just like ripped into a bunch of comedians in an interview.
Supposed, from what I've read.
Yeah, right.
Like I haven't done my own research, but.
Yeah. Pretty well, that's the same as me with this Matt Rife thing.
Yeah.
Because apparently, so he had a new special come out on Netflix, apparently.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's on YouTube.
Yeah, right.
I don't know, something. But he made a joke about transgenders, maybe.
Yeah.
Or LGBTQ, something. One of those super touchy things that, like, even comedians have to be, like, careful with these days.
They tiptoe.
Yeah, have to. You're skating on thin ice when you bring up stuff like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so apparently he had this joke and, like, from what I've heard, it was a good joke. Like, well, if it was in his special,
it'd have to be a pretty good joke.
I hope it was fucking good. Anyway, he copped a heap of backlash for it and stuff.
Right.
And then posted an apology on Instagram.
True.
Saying, like it was seemed a heartfelt apology. And then was like, oh, I've put a link in my bio for, like, anyone that needs to talk to someone about, like, what they're going through and shit like that. And then you go to the link in the bio, you click on it, and it's like,
Taken the piss?
Yeah, it's like, it takes you to a link that's like, how to not be retarded or some shit like that, which it's pretty funny.
That's a good joke.
No shit.
Like, that's what a comedian should do.
Literally, like, he's gone, fuck it, if you want to get angry at it,
yeah,
I'll just make you more angry.
Exactly.
Like, stop being so soft.
I respect that, bro.
Yeah, like I said, this guy at work, he does tend to fucking make up some bullshit. Or it's like...
Got a bit of waffle on it.
It's true, but there's a bit of waffle on it.
Yeah, bit of mayo.
Lots of mayo.
Yeah.
But it, like, also doesn't surprise me. I haven't gone around to looking into it.
Right.
But if all that's true, that's pretty good.
Well...
Can I pick one of those filters, please?
Yeah.
I'm sick of these fatties.
Oh, they suck.
Oh, so annoying.
I hate a fatty in my mouth. I like a nice skinny one.
Pause.
Yeah, well, I mean, with his fan base, because, fuck, like, well, I mean, I don't know about his fan base, but I just know a lot of chicks fuck with him.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's a good-looking rooster.
Yeah, and if he's making those sort of jokes...
Like, yeah, you... Yeah, I know what you mean, yeah. No, I know what you mean.
But
yeah.
They're usually the ones to kick up about it.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I'm not sure what the joke was fully, but it was like that story. It's like something along those lines.
But, nah, fuck. I respect his response.
Yeah, no shit.
Like, especially being a big comedian and, you know.
Yeah, like blowing up at the moment.
Yeah.
You don't want to succumb to just being like, oh, yeah, shit. Really sorry.
Like, if he does that, like, if you're apologizing for a joke, you're not really a comedian.
I think what got him cancelled, if he even is cancelled, was the link in the bio thing. So, like, people were angry, but, like, he wasn't cancelled.
Yeah.
It was just like, people get angry at comedians' jokes all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was just that. And then he decided to somewhat take it a step further.
Yeah.
And then people were like, nah, fuck you.
Might have been the first time he'd received backlash on a joke.
Yeah, probably.
To that extent as well.
And he probably got a bit upset about it.
Yeah, got in his feelings a bit. And
yeah. Oh, well.
Had to get back.
Had to get back at him.
Yeah.
Which also reminds me, did you hear of what happened with Ocean Alley?
No.
It's so stupid, bro.
Yeah.
So I think it's not the singer, it's one of the instrumentals. He's either bass guitar or drums. I'm not too sure. But anyway, in New Zealand, he's gone to a camping and fishing store and stolen the lid of a water bottle.
What?
Like, you know those big Yeti water bottles?
Oh, right, yeah.
He's just gone up, taken the lid off, put it in his pocket.
Just dipped.
Walked out and dipped. obviously he's been caught.
Yeah.
And he's quite recognisable.
Yeah.
Like, Ocean Alley's quite big.
Mm.
Anyway, so he's copped a bunch of backlash for that. And I'm not sure if Ocean Alley did as well, but you'd assume they probably did, because anything you do if you're a part of a band reflects on them. Time but he fucking brought out an apology video for that as well. And you can literally see his eyes, like, going off the camera, reading off of something.
Yeah. I hate
And, like, it's not heartfelt at all.
Yeah.
Like, you can tell he is reading off of a script. It's like, I do not want this to reflect on our band. We do not stand for this behavior. I understand this was idiotic.
Yeah.
Like, shit like that.
If you got to do that, you're not really sorry.
Like, me personally, I'd rather you just post a video and be like, yeah, I fucked up. Like, that was really stupid. Like, sorry if I upset anyone. Like,
why
it was just a mistake. But it's also like, dude, you would be worth a lot of money. Like, Ocean Alley is one of the biggest Australian bands, like in this at this moment.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, they're playing almost every festival.
Yeah.
Like, all around the world as well.
Yeah.
Like, they are popular.
Like, they got money.
They got money.
If
and
you
you're going to steal a fucking water bottle lid.
Yeah.
Like, come on, dude.
Dude. What are you doing, eh?
Like, that is silly.
That's stingy.
Literally.
Right.
Like, if you're going to do something stupid when you're famous, at least, like, get done drink driving or something.
Yeah.
Like, make it worth it. Yeah. Not stealing the lid of a Yeti water bottle.
Yeah, well, and if you're famous, you can just get Ubers. Like,
exactly.
Or you know people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't have to do it tough like I did and bus everywhere.
Hey, at least you didn't get put on the news, though.
That's true. That's a plus.
Imagine that. Imagine if it was Highway Patrol and I full, like, interviewed you.
Oh, I have thought about
and
that.
And ended up on, like, the 7 o'clock. Or no, not it's like 9 o'clock TV programs on Channel 9 that no one watches.
They just see me talking shit to the cop about fucking football that night.
Yeah. What's it like? It's like, this young man thinks he can get home from the pub sneakily around the corner, but we have caught him.
Yeah, with a car full of people. Big no-no.
Fuck, I actually get into them, eh?
Oh, they're cool.
Like, when I used to work on the farm.
Yeah.
And we just had cable TV. Watch, like porn stars. Like P-A-W-N.
Yeah, that's a good show.
And, like, Bargain Hunters and shit.
Bro, I love porn stars.
So good.
Yeah, is that the it's one awesome. Where they take shit to the shop?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The shop's in Vegas.
Is it?
Supposed to go there. I forgot. But it's, like, actually, like, kind of far out of the city.
Right.
Or the strip.
That's definitely on my bucket list now. I want to go there.
It'd be pretty
cool.
They
got some fucking cool shit.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I get people bring the most random stuff there.
Yeah, like, old war fucking, like, guns and shit, bro. Imagine even having, like, one of those.
Even, like, the old comic books they get people bringing in, like, original releases of fucking Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and shit.
Mm.
And they get, like, they'll be like, oh, I'm not sure about this. I'll get a professional in.
Yeah.
Some random dude will rock up and be like, oh, yeah, this is legit, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Comic book expert.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, man.
And it's also always some dude with, like, a, like, manscaped beard and, like, a couple piercings.
It's stubbly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, like, the fucking, like, it's shaped in a certain way.
Yeah.
Like, and it's just the sideburns. Or some shit
they
like that.
They ain't got nothing going on down here. Yeah.
It's always someone that looks like that.
Did you ever watch the, it's like an auction one, and they have, like, storage units or whatever, and they can only see from the outside, like, what's in it, kind of.
And they, like, they put a bid on just the storage container, and then they can take whatever they want from inside, that one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure, is that Bargain Hunters?
I can't.
No, Storage Wars.
Yeah, that's it.
Yes.
Bro, I love that one. Because they have the same people, like, every time I've watched it. And mate, they get into beef and shit. It's fucking...
It's like a competition.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
They're like, oh, fucking shit. Randy won't have this sort of shit in his fucking unit.
Yeah. Fucking Randy.
Fucking Randy.
Oh, I'm glad that those shows still get played.
Yeah,
like, I'd classics. Assume they're all just old episodes.
Yeah,
that just get replayed.
But
like,
because you're not really watching cable TV, or is it cable? No, it's antenna.
Yeah.
Cable.
Yeah. Ooh.
Normal TV.
Just normal TV, yeah. Yeah. Not Foxtel or any of that bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you're not really watching that all the time.
Mm-mm.
It's just on when it's on. And you, when it's
that's
on,
the
you
thing. I've
indulge.
Never seen the same episode twice.
Neither.
No, I've watched many of them.
They must have episodes banked.
Oh, yeah. They'd have to.
Mm-hmm. Because, yeah, now you mention, even The Chase, bro. Although The Chase is kind of...
I don't know how The Chase is still going.
It's...
And, like, there are new episodes every time.
Yeah. Like, I've never seen the same episode.
No.
Ever.
And what, it's always on, at like, 4 o'clock mm. or 5 o'clock before the news.
Like, every day, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chase is good. Mm. I like The Chase.
Bro, in boarding, year 12, because we were in, like, our own section, kind of. And there was like a TV downstairs, couches and whatnot.
Nice.
Every day after school, fucking would get like 2 loaves of bread. Everyone would just be making toast. Like you got to line up for the toast fucking machine.
Yeah.
And you could only fit 2 pieces in there, so it was slow.
Yeah.
You got the little, you know, the packets that you get at hotels and shit of like butter
Vegemite
and
shit.
Peanut butter and yeah. So we're lathering our shit on. Nice. Use one of those sachets for each piece.
Yeah.
Fucking... Got the chase going. Everyone's sitting there yelling out the answers.
That's nice.
Oh, it was the life, dude.
That's fun.
It was the life. And then during study, watching Love Island and fucking Bachelorette and shit. Sit hell down yeah. there with our books and be like, yes, yeah, sir, we're studying.
We're studying.
Yeah. We're just testing each other.
While you're watching Bachelorette.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Love Island. Just
that's
seen.
Another one that fucking somehow still going.
Mm.
From what I know.
I'd say it would
yeah,
still be
you'd
going.
I think so. Wasn't there that, remember there was that rumor that Kim K was going to be on it?
I
think we brought it up like episodes and episodes ago.
Yeah.
It was bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But fuck, that would be cool.
That'd be pretty funny.
I would love to go on the show and shoot
I reckon she'd be the one to get to the end and just not marry anyone.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Like that dude, the honey badger, remember when he did that?
Yeah. Everyone was pissed.
Everyone was pissed.
Mm.
That's such a power move though.
Oh, yeah.
Then his interview was like, yeah, I just didn't really love any of them, eh?
Which is honest.
Yeah.
Like,
fucking oath. Don't succumb to the fucking TV show.
I highly doubt you're going to find your wife on a fucking TV show. Like, it does happen.
I wonder how many people like that got together from the fucking finale of Bachelorette or The Bachelor are actually still together.
Yeah.
I guarantee it's not a lot.
Because, like, I used to be really into it. And I'd, like, follow them all on Instagram and whatnot.
True.
You'd see, like, 6 months later, they're broken up.
Yeah.
Like, every
never
time.
Lost.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck that. Fuck that shit. Oh, damn. It's time to go.
My mates are making me climax.
Jesus. See, mates. What'd you put in that coffee? Fuck, I don't know.
Yeah. Viagra.
Nice.